Well, good morning and welcome to the Saturday 6 for the Galway BFM Racing Desk, where our selections today are the two meetings at Punchestown and at Haydock. And what can be only said for a Saturday, the midsummer Saturday, glorious weather, it's absolutely a woeful racing programme cross channel. The Punchestown card certainly will be informative going forward for the remainder of the summer, including my one and only selection at Punchestown, and that would be Ash Tree Meadow in the Oak Lodge Landscapes Hurdle over 2.5 miles at 4:15. A very interesting little contest, with the Cap of Glory sure to prove popular with many in this contest, and also want to prove popular maybe the short go from the Henry de Bromhead, who got off the mark at Killarney last time. But for me, the interesting one, as I said, is the top one, that is Ash Tree Meadow from the Gordon Elliott yard, fourth to Howick, beaten about 7 lengths in last year's Galway Plate, went sent off as low as 10-1. Sean Flanagan lost his whip on the run in. He'd won a Killarney Novice Chase before that, and there's no doubt to my mind that this is the start of his campaign to head back for another crack at the Wednesday feature at the Ballybrit Festival. Davy Russell rode him to be second at Tipperary in the Novice Chase afterwards. He was only very inexperienced actually going into the Galway Plate last season, and then finished second to Straw Fan Jack, again under Davy Russell, at Cheltenham's open meeting, the first meeting of the year at October. A long time off, but relishes fast ground, and that's the first of my selections, and that is Ash Tree Meadow in the 4:15 at Punchestown. Second selection goes in the opening contest at Haydock today. That's at 1:15. It's the Achilles Stakes. It's a listed contest over 5 furlongs, just the 10 runners facing the starter, but the one I like is the sole 3-year-old in the contest, Keith Dalgleish's Prince of Pelo, winner at Ayr on debut last season and followed up then when winning on good fast ground at Ripon. It's an undulating track at Ripon, so you know you really need a horse to win second time up there. Put up a good performance under Callum Rodriguez, was then fourth at Doncaster and then reappeared at Ayr when winning a good 20 grand contest, with outpointing bold action readily by, I think it was 3 lengths, 3.5 lengths in the end at odds of 92, earned a rating of 94 for those victories, and then ran off for a good equivalent mark of 105 in a race at Newmarket, the Cornwallis Stakes. Always a decent 2-year-old race late in the season, was third to Rumstar. He only beat length of a quarter, but in my mind he just had done enough last season. I just think he's an interesting contender and will certainly, I think, relish the decent ground. And on ratings, I think clearly this horse is the one to beat. And you get about 5-1, and I think he's got a great chance. That is number 9, Prince of Pelo, in the 1:15 at Haydock. Third selection goes in the sprint handicap at 1:50. For 4-year-olds and upwards over 6 furlongs, and I'm going here with the top one, Mr. Wagyu, who ran a cork of a race behind Bodhri in the Tokyo Trophy at Epsom last week on Derby Day. He was in front rank throughout, had done well to get to the front to turn in for home, and then was nabbed in the final couple of 100 yards, faded to finish third, beat the length and a quarter. Prior to that, had ran well enough, went 7 to Bielsa in a handicap at York when I just thought that, look, they were getting him ready. He was a soft ground, he was well beaten at Ripon. There was a horse who relishes a decent ground. He loves these handicaps. And if you look at the draw, he's drawn 11 of 14. They came down the stand side in all the sprint races at the last meeting here a couple of weeks ago. Take the hint, he'll defy top weight at 9-10 for John Quinn and Jason Hart. And that's number 1, Mr. Wagyu in the 3:50. Third selection goes in the Leicester Piggott Stakes at 3 o'clock. It's the old Pinnacle Stakes for fillies, and all of these are all 4-year-olds here. It's a very, very trappy contest in my view, because you can actually make a case for virtually all the runners. But the one I want to be with, no doubt, is Time Lock from the Roger Charlton yard. A very well-bred daughter of Frankel, and you go down the dam side as well in the Dubawi line, Time Chaser. The dam line goes back to Time Charter, that brilliant winner of an Oaks many years ago. She's only had 5 career starts. She was beaten second by Mimiku when attempting to give her £6 last season in a race at here at Haydock on soft ground. In my view, Time Lock is going to be better on this. She reappeared this season when second, beaten a length by Louisa Cassati on good to soft ground at Goodwood last time out. Was very buzzy early on. And Ryan Moore aboard today. He'll have a very good day today, I think. And that's enough for me. I think Time Lock, she looks to me to be the best one in the race on the at the weights. And I think she's the best bet of the day. Fifth selection goes in the 225, the mile and a half handicap at Haydock. And I'm taking a bit of a punt here on number three, Live Your Dream. Live Your Dream hasn't been seen since the Cesarewitch of 2021, when he was stone cold last behind Buzz. Dropped away, was virtually pulled up, went off as low as 9-1, having been well back to anti-post. Was second under top weight to Turnpike Trip in a Cesarewitch trial, with attempting to give that horse 22 pounds. That was at Newmarket last September of that year. But prior to that, a couple of, at the July Festival in 2021, had run out a very good winner of a good quality handicap. It was the Bet365 Trophy. It's changed its names, but it's the 14 furlong handicap for the older horses. And in the end, he was a horse, he was close enough to the pace, he beat Global Storm in a driving finish. I thought that was a decent effort. There's plenty of these. I just think that Columbanius or Charlie Fellows will be well fancied, but I just think if this horse, who can be readied after a break, I think he's every chance, and he just strikes me as a horse that might just defy the long absence and go close at 8-10-1. Final selection for me goes in the last race at Haydock. It's at 4:45, and it's number 7 Venetian, just the dead 8 here. And if you can get any of the 5-1 that might be drifted about last evening, I suggest you take it. This Venetian from the Charlie Johnson yard, again has what, 8-9 runs under his belt. Two runs this season, marked improvement last time when they encountered faster ground at Musselburgh. The first run this season over a mile at Musselburgh was well beaten behind Jinkadent. That was back at the end of April, but then just two last week, second run of the season, took him one or two runs over the other, couple of the other season he's been seen to get last, that was last season, sorry, just to get into top gear. You know, you look at his form, he was second first time up, well snugly enough beaten, but it was his second run and third runs looked to me to be a lot better. But this run behind Line of War last week, he was prominent throughout, just pushed along just over two furlongs out. When he was headed, he fought back again, just tired late on. The drop back slightly in trip, of just over a half a furlong in trip, would certainly suit. I just think that he might get an easy lead here from stall number 3, and it's very hard to peg back a front runner at this track over this type of trip. And I think Venetian will take a lot of beating, number 7 in the 4:45. But the nap for me goes in that big Leicester Piggott Filly Stakes. That's at 3 o'clock, and that's Time Look under Ryan Moore for Roger Charlton.